Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I think it's,
yeah. I mean, I, you know, and I want to tell you, I think a lot of people forgot and stuff like that.
It's okay.
So we can not get it out of the
park. Took a minute.
I think it's a
so, Jermaine, I guess you could probably move over a little bit, right? Okay, so first we're going to talk about relationships. So let's get into it with Frank T. Johnson.
Frank T. Johnson.
Mr. Cupid. So Frank T. Johnson is a self-proclaimed lover of love and author of Revolutionizing How to Love, a guide to a successful relationship from his own personal experiences to Thanksgiving statistics on failed or failing relationships. So let's get into why relationships fail, in your opinion.
There's a plethora of reasons, but I think that we've been taught how to move into a generationally. Like your mama's mama, mama taught her how to, you know, continue to do and endure relationships and love incorrectly.
So it sounds like a generational curse.
I don't think it's a curse, but it's just like misinformation. I mean, it's just so I wrote a book called Relationship. But we just have to change the mindset. We have to change like the expectations that we have based on how we pursue relationships.
Well, speaking of your book, you released it on August 14th.
Yep.
So what was your reason, your main reason for writing this book?
The main reason for writing this book is that I always like to go to myself. I love, you know, whether it's the love that I have for my mother, love that I have for my sister. And as I got older, I also appreciate the love that I have for my mother. And I really think the dynamic that relationships are created. Like, there are more people working on. There's more people working on trying to get their mission to work than it actually works. That's just terrible.
Yeah. Well, as a relationship expert, how do you believe? I have to ask, do you believe love? And have you ever been in love?
I've been in love, and I have to believe in love. It's just not as easy as it seems. It's not what's important, right? Or negative.
I absolutely deserve peace. Like,
I've been in relationships where they were so negative and so confrontational and so. So bad that I'm like, I vowed I would never put myself in that situation again. But if it's not right, then it's not right. If it's not right, I'm not going to try to get it right. I'm not going to try to take that square peg and put it on hold. Even if it's a real thing, if it doesn't fit, it's not my fault. So I thought, oh, it's not my fault.
And the glove doesn't fit?
You must have quit.
Okay, but think about this, right?
That's what I think.
Different. how you factor in, right? And you know, two people at once, right? You want everybody differently, right? Because being in love and loving somebody is totally different, right? So I could be in love with you and still love somebody else, but not in the way that I love you, right? It doesn't mean that I'm going to be doing that person with you, but it's real.
Right. So it's possible. Yeah. It's just a different type of love.
I give even a better, realistic scenario. Let's say that I'm in a relationship, right? And she broke up with me. I would say I'm in love with the person who broke up with me. But now I need somebody else. I'm falling in love with that person. Just because I met somebody else and also fall in love with her doesn't mean that I no longer love this person just because I fell in love with the other person.
What's wrong with that?
I think men want to have their faith in you. So y'all gonna bring up anything possible. Y'all gonna bring up anything possible to make it okay to love more than one person.
As human, I think it's possible for everybody to benefit from this. Right? Because this is the time that now we're
more men than women.
No, that's not a statistic that you can prove though. Because this is not what women are ashamed of being out there and doing promiscuous things, right? It's 2019. That stuff is not looked down upon anymore. Where is it looked down upon? Look what's out on TV and social media. There's nothing about households.
If a man goes to sleep with multiple women, he's a rock star. He's a god.
No, he's
not. If a woman does it, she's a hoe.
Women label a man a hoe.
And it will go beyond 2019. Then you gotta ask according to my rules and regulations.
And I need to advocate for her rules. We have the same rules and the same regulations.
All right, so what are the rules? All right, what are the girlfriend rules and what are the wife rules?
I'm a grown girl.
Because I'm grown.
You're my girlfriend. There are certain things that you have to do as well, right? The rules aren't as... Like we need to get feel better about your different pronouns. You mad at the pronouns? There's certain things, if once you decide that you're gonna be in a monogamous relationship, there's a certain way that the man and the woman have that. And a lot of people don't like that because they feel like, yo, I don't understand. I don't like it. That's the one that's happy, functional, monogamous relationship. Because you could be in a relationship and not be happy. You could be in a relationship and not be monogamous. You could be in a relationship and not be functional, right? But if that's your objective, which is my objective, then there's a certain way that we need to conduct ourselves to facilitate that happy, monogamous, functional union.
Let's be honest, though, right? If you and somebody are talking, right, y'all are not exclusive yet, right? And women have a tendency, and this is being honest, right? Women have a tendency to create a scenario in their head before they actually go through. Right, so we are talking, a woman is already thinking in her head a good percentage of the time that we're together, we're a relationship, we're a high, even if you guys are together, it automatically sticks like that. Unless me and you make an agreement to be exclusive, you're free to do what you want, and I'm free to do what I want. But so when we make a commitment, and that's real fun.
Yeah.
That's real fun. Yeah. And that's what gets twisted a lot of times. I think so much more to be like, yo, we fuck together, and we did this. So we're an item. He's not thinking that. You can't jump the gun before y'all make that thing.
You don't agree with that?
So I'm gonna move on from the slavery conversation.
Nikki, how do you feel about this much out of business world?
I just don't like these. Like, how many rules and regulations do you need to have in a relationship?
A lot.
Like, you guys are free. You're human. You're. I can see him as like, okay, obviously we're in a relationship. I know we're not going to cheat.
How do you know that?
No, just like, if we're making rules, the rule of assumption is we're in a committed relationship. We're not going to cheat. And what other rules are there? Do I have to wash your stinking drawers? Like, wash the dishes? Like, what? I'm not your property. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, where your head is going at. You know, the whole rules and stuff.
No,
there's no rules in my house. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Meaning that you can have the password to go through all the items directly.
self-love is in heaven, real love is in heaven.
Yeah, right.